yelling fans. Well, as you can see, I'm hanging up an interesting likeness of Thomas Edison, and of course for a very good reason. Before this night is over, my name is going down in scientific history right next to his, where it rightfully belongs. Oh, I know. A lot of you doctors are falling off your lab stools again. But gentlemen, come over this way and take a look at this. Look at it, gentlemen. Now, I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is or exactly how it operates yet. But to demonstrate its function and to make known its scientific potential, I have invited that well-known television star, Steve Allen, to be in a part of this experiment tonight. That's right, Steve Allen in person. You think that won't make headlines? Besides all the science journals, it'll not only get in those, it'll get in the movie magazines all over the country and the world. By the way, speaking of movies, our story tonight is called The Unearthly. Quite an appropriate title, too. Matter of fact, right off the bat, we'll get to meet an unearthly doctor named Ryson, who is taking a heavenly creature named Grace Thomas to an unearthly sanitarium out in the suburbs near... Gustafron Electro Instant People Machine. Yes, gentlemen, write it down. An instant people machine. Now, as you know, the population of America is going to be about, 200 million people in the next 10 years. The automobiles, the trains, the buses, the airplanes, everything's going to triple. How are we going to transport people? I'm thinking ahead, friends. As you know, the human body is 96.3% liquid and about 4% solid. In other words, dust to dust we go, the old saying. This little baby, ladies and gentlemen, is capable of dissolving a human body and returning it to its natural state. In other words, if I run a human subject through this machine, it will dissolve to sand. I can take that sand, ship it across the country, and restore a human being out of a cup of sand. Go ahead, fall off your lab stools. I'll show you how it works. Every principle checks out, and I think Eric even checked me out on that. Eric, don't you agree with me on this whole theory of this transplantation?
Yes.
See that? Even my little bony encyclopedia agrees with me. All right, let's do it right now. I'll throw this 10-pound ham in there as a demonstration. Of course, Steve Allen will be here in a little while to help me on this. Of course, I didn't tell him what he's going to have to go through, but it'll work out. I'll show you how it works. This is, as you know, meat and bone. We just shove it in right here. I'll throw the switch on. Well, we got to let it go right through. There it goes. All right. Now we come over here. You'll see what happens, friends. You'll see what comes out of here. Watch. Just watch this. Here it comes now. I see little trickles of it. There it is. There it is. Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful. That's fine. Look at that. That's beautiful. That, ladies and gentlemen, was that 10-pound ham. Finest computation I've ever seen. Now, keep an eye on this. See, where's that funnel? Oh, here it is. We stick the funnel in. Throw the sand back in. Hit another switch. And it'll come right out here. Yeah, I see it bubbling. I'll be. There it is, friends. Just like it was. And we better get back to our unearthly Dr. Conway. Well, anyway, our new patient for the doctor, Grace Thomas, is getting ready for bed. And, of course, the doctor has to go up and say nighty-night and all that sort of thing. No, he's still alive. He's still alive. You doctors ought to love this. The operation was a failure, but the patient lives. That's a new twist, huh? Well, no wonder he wants to get rid of him. Wants to get him out of the way. Those nutty, mad scientists. They're all alike. Always gumming up the works.